Bob Benoist is a former superintendent of Yosemite National Park. He recalls his first ranger job back in 1961 at Old Faithful in Yellowstone.
I was issued a vintage 38 caliber World War II revolver, and I had my badge. That was pretty much the extent of law enforcement training for rangers in those days.
Park rangers now receive the same training as FBI agents and U.S. Marshals. Jeff Rook heads Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility. It's a whistleblower group that tracks assaults on Forest Service, Park Service, and Fish and Wildlife officers.
The city is coming to the forest, and you've got a very thin green line of law enforcement officers who are having to respond.
In 2008, a Forest Service police officer was shot and killed on duty in the Olympic National Forest. Yet Rook says the federal government fails to keep data on these attacks. Through Freedom of Information Act requests, his organization found that the rate of assault on law enforcement in the nation's parks and forests hit an all-time high in 2009. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.